Everybody else can hear and speak.
Yeah.
This is Joshua David Bellin, author of the young adult science fiction adventure Survival Colony 9, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Got a little surprise for you, son.
No, Dad! Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I am. You're not getting a Porsche.
Let me tell you something, son. A driver don't pick the cars. Mm-mm. The cars pick the driver. It's a mystical bond between man and machine.
What is this?
We're under attack!
We're facing war against a technological civilization far superior to our own. Our enemy can take any shape. They could be anywhere.
It's a robot. You know, like a super advanced robot. It's probably Japanese.
No! Move!
You have to get the car. Trust me.
Bring it!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movies. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Louise,
and Logan.
And we're brought to you by Comic Pop Library. And in today's episode, we are going to be doing our first in a retrospect series of looking at some movies. And this one is Transformers, the first one out of the four movies. And Louise is going to take the lead on this. So, Louise, give us the deets, if you would, please.
All right, Transformers. Released 2007, so a long time ago, far upon the planet of Cybertron, a war of being waged between the noble Autobots, led by the wise Optimus Prime, and the devious Decepticons, commanded by the dreaded Megatron, for the control over the AllSpark, a mystical talisman that would grant unlimited power to whoever possesses it. The Autobots managed to muggle the AllSpark off the planet by Megatron's blast off a search for it. He eventually tracks it into the planet of Earth, circa 1850. But his reckless desire for power sends him right into the Arctic Ocean, and the sheer cold forces. Oh, I should have highlighted this. Sheer forces him into a paralyzed state. His body is later found by Captain. Well, first name, Archibald. I can't even say it. Well, Captain Witwicky, right?
There you go.
But before going into a comatose state, Megatron uses the last of his energy to engrave into Captain's glasses a map showing the location of the AllSpark, and to send a transmission to Cybertron. Megatron is then carried away aboard the Captain's ship. A century later, Captain Witwicky's grandson, Sam Witwicky, nicknamed Spike by his friends, and...
I never heard that in the movie.
I don't remember either. I don't remember any of his friends calling him Spike.
No, do I.
Wasn't his nickname Ladiesman 269?
That was his username.
Exactly.
That's not his nickname.
That was his nickname as given by the Transformers.
Well,
because they found him on...
Yeah.
True.
Well, okay, main cast, Shia LaBeouf, Megan Fox, Josh Duhamel, and John Turturro. All right, so Shia LaBeouf plays Sandwood Wiki, Megan as Michaela Baines, which is his crush. And Josh Duhamel plays Captain William, which is a Marine, right?
Marine or Army, I can't remember.
Yeah, and then John Turturro is Agent Simmons, which is like from the FBI.
Sector 7.
Section.
Which is...
Section.
Nope,
Section 7, section which seven. Is never heard of, which has never been heard of.
Until this movie.
estimate budget was $150,000. Opening weekend, only have from the UK...
We don't have to worry about budgets. So we don't have to worry about that. Retrospective, yeah. Cut that part
out.
I think just the main section since these are old shows.
Runtime, 144 minutes, which is roughly 2 hours, guys. My phone's dying.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, my phone's dying.
Poor phone.
Yeah. And, it came out July 3rd, 2007. I don't know. We can talk about the story now, right? Or what?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is, the interesting part of this is that it had the dual storyline, and it kind of...
You know, I'd never seen the cartoon, so I didn't know if it was like an original story, if it was the same.
It was an original
story.
Yeah.
Because cartoon is really different.
And then there's also comics.
Yeah, there's comics.
Multiple different cartoons, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Different incarnations, almost like your Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
They go through different... types of Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was pretty much an original. There were some holes in it for sure. I mean, it got blasted for a lot of that stuff, but most of the summer flicks do. But I look at a summer flick if it's entertaining enough.
Yeah. I liked it.
And the mom's attitude towards the Section 7 people, that was funny.
True. When the mother and father kind of stole the scenes when they were in the scenes.
Yeah.
Of the Sandwood
Wiki character. So I can't remember who they are, but they stole the scenes whenever they were on scene. And then that Agent Simmons, whenever he was on scene, he kind of tended to steal the scenes as well.
Yeah, he was the...
So I enjoyed those three performances really well. Shia LaBeouf, kind of talk about him. He was pretty much fresh off of his stint on Even Stevens from Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And he kind of... could tell it was still that same slant.
Yeah. He was the same character.
He was conniver, wanted to sell stuff to make money.
Yeah, exactly.
And he apparently already had the 3,000 for the car, so he didn't really need to sell his, grandpa's?
Yeah, it was his grandpa's belongings. Grandpa
I don't think, grandpa, I don't think grandpa, there would be whoever, a centuries
however
difference
many
between grandpa and grandson.
True.
Yeah, however many... Great. Things above,
whatever Archibald, his ancestors' stuff, his journal, his glasses,
and wasn't it Archibald Winner?
I don't know what his first name was, but one of the holes that's in the storyline is the glasses, because Megatron puts the location of the cube
in the glasses,
right.
Accidentally.
But that would be in the Antarctic.
Yeah.
Not in the Hoover Dam. Yeah.
Well, the last known location is in that. And after they learned that cubes in the Hoover Dam, they completely ignore it.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I got you now. I was like,
so the cube was at the Hoover Dam location, and I guess Megatron scanned it when he flew over.
Possibly.
And when he was coming in to get it, that's when he crash landed in the Arctic, I guess?
It's possible.
Maybe, yeah.
I thought it was more like he located it in the Antarctic, and they just thought that was where
the location of Antarctic
seen.
Wasn't it his though? His location, not the Earth Park's. Yeah.
I thought it was basically last known location.
Yeah, and
which is much better than
it's
nowhere in space.
Because where he landed and everything is where he was, not necessarily where the
Allspark was.
Allspark was
exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I got from
that. Okay. So there's one hole that's kind of filled in. So that was kind of one that I was kind of like, well, where was this or whatnot? But again, going back to the beginning where they had the dual storylines, I kind of liked it. because you kind of got a break from each storyline. It wasn't a strict military based, which I liked because I like the military thrillers. But then you had the comedy based section as
Oh, there's a lot of comedies, though, which was good.
You know, you had your serious stuff with the military, then you kind of slanted. And then when they got together, when they got captured by Section 7, then it kind of blended a little bit more. So I kind of enjoyed how they did that. And the guy that got to play the captain, he was believable, and so were the other guys that was in the unit. I thought they were good. And that's just one of those that...
My question was, like, you know, like how Bumblebee can't talk, you know, and he uses the radio to communicate. It's like, if you notice, like, some of the stuff he was saying was, like, from movies and stuff, too. Like, where is he getting this broadcast? Does he have, like...
Around the world.
Does he have, like, what is that called, like... And what is that, satellite radio or something?
Sirius? Sirius radio or XM radio? Sirius
XM. But like an old Camaro, really? No.
But,
it is alien Camaro. True. Alien Camaro, not old. Alien.
What were you going to say, April?
God, I don't know.
Oh. Well, one of the things Optimus Prime did say at one point, they learned English by the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
But then how did...
they could record all those... stuff and then play it back, and that's kind of how I deciphered how Bumblebee talked.
Yeah, probably. And they utterly fail at stealth.
True.
Yeah, I know. It literally would have been easier for them to turn into cars and
just
park.
Just sit there, exactly, and then just walking around in the whole lawn and breaking everything.
True.
Well, I think it's funny how they didn't really break anything. They just broke that one fountain in the middle.
And the electric wire thing.
Yeah, but then the dad comes out and he's like, it's all ruined. I'm like, there's honestly almost nothing messed up.
They were stepping all over the grass.
That's such,
true. No. His precious grass.
Which he can apparently detect footprints in.
Yeah, that was his pride and joy. Going back to the vehicles... GM had the contract for this movie, as everybody could tell, because all the vehicles were GM or Chevy or
come on, the Camaros and
having a humongous GMC as
and then they did a callback to Bumblebee's original form, because his original form was a Volkswagen Bug.
Oh, okay.
So in the car in the car lot, that's cool. Kind of a callback to, you know, this is who Bumblebee's supposed to be, but it's kind of like, well, we had the contract with GM, so he became a Camaro. Yeah. Plus, it's a little bit more cooler, gotta admit.
I'll be honest, I like the old classic Camaro.
Well, you know, if you think about it, they're also showing off their new, well, back then, their 2009 or 8, whatever the Camaro
their lineup.
Yeah, because, you know... When that Camaro came out on the movies, it wasn't even out on the streets yet, you know, so they were showing it off, you know.
And it started with an old Camaro, then it came a new Camaro.
Yeah, they basically scan or take pictures of vehicles, and they can take that form on. But
yeah.
I was kind of like April, I kind of like the older Camaro better. So did I.
Pretty cool.
They're both nice, but like I guess he was already rusted since they've been waiting for Optimus to wake up or come back or whatever.
Arrive.
Yeah, so.
No, I don't know. But I've seen the movie a couple times, like a lot of times.
Yeah.
So last night when we watched it again, you know, I wasn't really paying too much attention to it because I'm like.
You're just like, I already know
I have all of
happen.
This tattooed on my brain already. But I keep hitting the same, like from the first time I watched it, every time the thing I don't really like is when they do bring in the whole Section 7 thing, and because I think it kind of throws the story for a bit. Like, to me, it's just like this unnecessary.
It's because they're just trying to be funny. Trying to be funny with all that.
More to throw into the mix and comp.
Section 7 is mostly useless in this movie.
Yeah, they got a little sidetracked.
Well, I think they did that. They threw in the military stuff and the Section 7 for the adult audience, I think.
Yeah.
Because if you go with the cartoons, it was pretty much they revealed themselves to the kids, basically, and then they were actually in, like you said, stealth mode. They didn't reveal themselves. Where in this one, a more action thriller summer blockbuster, they had a throw in
the
military.
Come on, Michael Bay directed this.
Michael Bay did direct it. And then to bring the two together, they had to have a tie, which was Section 7.
The normal military guys were fairly good against the Transformers.
Yeah.
Even killing one through the nuts.
True. But
Section 7 didn't seem that effective. Unless those were their troops.
No.
He was fighting.
Well, Section 7 is just like, you know, kind of like, I kind of see them more like...
more as a lab.
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of a little bit like where it's just like they... look in the skies for UFOs, and that's it.
They're not the military. Like, or they are military, but they're not.
They don't have the resources, like combat. Yeah, exactly.
Anything, forces. I don't know. And are we talking about the very end? Since
if you want to, we can. We're just visiting.
Out. I don't. Mm-hmm. Well, usually we don't. It's been out a while.
It's been out a while, so spoilers are fine.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, go watch it real fast.
Yeah, so spoilers.
It's been out a while.
At the end, when he has the
All Spark
and everything, and.
Optimus
Prime is like, if I don't kick butt, put it in my chest. I think it's probably like, that's probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard. because at the end of it, you know, he ends up putting it in Megatron's chest and everything. I'm like, why don't you just do that from the first? Why didn't you do that from the start?
Well, I guess he was waiting. If he dies, bring me back to life with the Allspark.
Because it would kill you.
No, he was playing on suiciding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, they said. They mentioned that he would either survive or it would kill him, but it would destroy. Either way, it would destroy the Allspark somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know why or how. They never did get into that.
Apparently, it's not very effective because there was a chip of the Allspark in Megatron, and that was all that they used to kill him.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not all that they used to kill him. He used the whole block, but when Optimus Prime pulled it out, it was just a little sliver.
He used a corner of the block. He actually stopped before it all...
No, he put it in because it was sucking it up like a magnet.
I know. Yeah. He pulled it back out, though. I was watching.
So was I.
I didn't show it afterwards.
I know that, but he did pull it back out.
I'd have to rewatch it to see. I don't remember him pulling it out.
I don't remember either.
I remember Optimus Prime pulling out the little
trunk at the end. Yeah, it was just like on a fire. There's this like little chunk of wood that you know didn't happen to
that happened
catch. Yeah. That's what I was the only thing I saw.
And some of the things that they kind of commented on was, like Luis said earlier, it's a Michael Bay, so.
Explosions.
A lot of people said the transformations were too fast to really tell what was going on, which didn't bother me that much.
I like those. Still kind of. I like the animations. I really did, and the graphics for them just were amazing. I really thought, you know, there are some movies you see out there that have CG that don't even look this good. When I first saw this movie, I was like, wow, that's impressive. I really did like them when they were really close to you and you see all the little gears moving around.
And it was impressive for the when it came out, too.
Exactly, in 2007.
That's not like super, super far back. That's still, you know, in the early, you know, figuring stuff out and everything. And especially compared, if you compare it to like the Avengers movies, you know, Iron Man, all that. It is right there with it. With
to me, I thought it. Everything. Still held up pretty well even today.
Yeah. The effects. I mean, you can't. You couldn't tell it was an older movie, an older release.
Mm-hmm. And I think the funnest character was the. And I'm sorry, I don't know all the Autobots and Decepticons' names, so the audience will have to hate me on that one. But the little robot that was the radio.
Yeah.
You liked
and his.
He was. I kind of liked him because he was.
Yeah, he was pretty funny though. Yeah,
and then the little bitty thing they made out of the cell phone. I kind of liked him.
He's cute.
The sound effects were pretty cool too. I guess when they transform and the little language they had was that was pretty cool. You know, I never heard of that so.
Well, the transforming parts, I think, were straight from the cartoon.
Yeah,
that's kind of... Yeah, they kind of had those back then. They kind of brought them forth.
They just, I guess, updated the sound effect and... Okay.
I do know that... I don't know if it says who voiced Optimus Prime, but I do know that is the same voice actor that did do the voice in the cartoons for Optimus Prime.
That's so cool.
Also, that was kind of cool. I'm thinking about Megatron's. The fact I was actually looking at in the movie, but...
I'm surprised they don't have him on here.
Oh, yeah. If I remember correctly, Megatron was voiced by Sesshomaru.
Sesshomaru
were voiced by Megatron, whichever.
I don't know. I just remember when it first came out, they made a big announcement, and it was like all the Transformers
his voice
people
is
were so excited because it was the same one that did the animated for the American version, not the Japanese
version.
Cool. Yeah, the paper doesn't have his voice, but yeah, him... Optimus and what was the bad guy's name? I'm sorry, I'm
Megatron.
Megatron. They had pretty cool, like, I guess they're old guys, but it's just like they have really deep voice, and it's just like really, really cool.
And this is one, yeah, it's definitely a couple hours plus long, so you need a little bit of time to do it. I mean, everybody's probably already watched it, but we just wanted to have fun, talk about some of the movies that we've seen and had fun with, and that's why we're doing this.
Yep.
And it's 4 or 5 part, given that we have that many Transformers movies to go with.
Yeah, when you kind of watch these series in a row, if you want to do a marathon,
might want to take the day off.
Yeah. But it's just only 4 movies, so.
If you that's, what, 12 hours?
At the moment. At the moment.
Maybe though. 10.
But it's better than saying, oh, I'm going to watch Lord of the Rings, or I'm going to
Lord of the Rings. Well, see, now, had 3 until just recently.
Now you have to watch The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Exactly. If you're going to have a marathon on either one, you've got to watch both.
It'd be like a 2-dayer.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then, now with the Avengers and all that, you have Avengers, Americas, Iron Man, Thor's, got your X-Men if you want to get that in there.
All that stuff.
Hulk.
And this is going to come out after the Avengers comes out, the second movie. But one of the things some of the major chains are doing is a Marvel Phase One, Phase Two marathon. So you're not getting your Spider-Mans or X-Mens because they're owned by a different company. Mm-hmm. But all your Iron Mans, your Captain America, your Thor. And
I don't like Thor.
The Avengers, they're doing them back to back, and it's going to take like 24 hours or something.
Wow.
Where?
Just some of the bigger cities, some of the theaters are doing a big marathon.
I'd go
there.
And
you just sit there for a whole day?
I'd go there and just take a nap. You'd fall asleep on
hey,
that.
Hey, that would be a good nap because, you know, all the sound effects and you're just like...
Oh. And your dreams to the
exactly. You could probably have a lucid dream. You know, you could think you're actually there. Probably. And like,
oh, are they? They should come out with like an Istanbul movie.
Istanbul,
yeah.
Was that a book or something?
No, maybe it's not the right city. But when
are you talking about like kind of like over there in Persia somewhere?
No,
Istanbul
with Black Widow and Clint.
Oh, you mean a movie about their background?
Yeah.
I think, aren't they doing that, like a Black Widow and Hawkeye movie together?
They're doing a Black Widow movie. They have announced that, but I'm assuming it will be the background for their story, but I don't know for sure.
They have but to, yeah. I don't know, they should have a Hawkeye.
They kind of
should have a Hawkeye movie.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a team with Black Widow and Hawkeye, more than likely.
The backstory of Hawkeye. Black Widow is the movie Lucy. Have we not seen it?
Yeah. We saw that just recently.
That was a little out there.
Yeah, it was a little bit different.
I don't know, but Hawkeye's my favorite Avenger, and I think he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean,
and we know there's some relationship because in the first movie she had the necklace.
Yeah, well, they love each other.
Well, they don't really say that, but you know, there's a past relationship.
You can tell.
You don't know if it's continuing or if it's not. That's the question.
I think
that
it
everybody
is.
Has.
It is.
It's complicated.
It's the Hulk, Mr. Banner, or at least the Hulk kind of has like feelings for her.
Mr. Banner can't get with her. She's got whatever her face is.
He's too old for her.
Yeah. That plus he's got what's her face.
You're talking about Betsy Ross.
I guess. I'm not
General's daughter.
The Hulk. Yeah. And if you want, he's also got, oh, you can't do that. Yes, you can. He's got Tony Stark, too.
Okay.
I thought Tony had Pepper.
Yeah, but Tony's weird.
There are kind of romance still going on.
Yep.
True.
Yeah.
But back to Transformers, since we digressed a little bit. This is one I enjoyed. I had fun with it. I think probably the cooler scenes that I liked was with the Scorpion Transformer.
Oh, that was a good one. That was the cool one.
That was kind of some cool scenes. Like I said, with the parents, they stole the show, especially in
the comedy section.
When they catch the LaBeouf and Fox in his room. What are you doing in here?
Yeah. Oh, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah. It's your happy time.
We don't have to call it
Sam's happy time. If you feel uncomfortable with that.
You know,
and the dad's just saying, shut up.
What was it, Mojo?
Yeah, a little chihuahua.
And at least 3 of the government guys could fall under one of Sam's lines. Oh. Remember the scene with the police guy? After
there were
the,
a couple of them. Yeah,
the police guy. Well, not Section 7, not military police. Are you on drugs?
Yeah.
And this is after... and this is after he's accused him of taking Mojo's pain meds.
True. Yeah. That is true. Yeah, there were some funny scenes. And I didn't mind. I enjoyed LaBeouf. I thought he did all right. But yeah, it was the same character that he
had
played.
Have you seen real life cannibal Shia LaBeouf?
Oh. Is that that Skyrim game? The Skyrim mod?
No, it's a song.
Well, they made the video in the Skyrim community. So if you see him, he's like, Shia LaBeouf or something like that.
Yeah, well, there's the song, but then there's an actual video to it, not the Skyrim, but like...
there's an actual...
Man, yeah, oh gosh, it's so intense.
I don't know. People hate Shia LaBeouf. I think he's he's the right actor, you know?
I think he's cool.
I liked him in Holes. I liked him in Even Stevens. I liked him, you know? I don't know why people...
I think he's just a cool person, too. I mean...
Yeah?
He's
neat.
I don't know why people started... getting on to him, but part of it was the continuations of the Stevens character a little bit in a lot of his movies. He kind of portrayed that a lot of times, and it was hard for him to get away from that.
Yeah.
And he did some movies that did get away from him, but it seems like, you know, like in this one, it was pretty much the Even Stevens character, but it was his first movie after that, I believe. But I enjoyed him. I thought he did a fine job. Megan Fox, everybody complains about her. I thought she did a fine enough job, too. I mean,
She did what she was supposed to do. It looks sexy. I don't know. She's all right looking. And I don't think she's that bad.
Acting either. It's like, this is a blockbuster.
That's pretty good.
You know, it's... I mean, blockbusters aren't really known for Academy Awards, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds so bad. I mean... they're not really known for acting.
But it's what everybody loves.
Yeah.
They get the big names and boom.
Yep. So I think unless anybody else has any comments about Transformers, that'll probably do it for us.
No, yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
Right.
And again, what we're going to be doing is some of the series. Are we going to say something, Logan? Spit it out.
The Mountain Dew Transformer. Everybody gets free drinks.
Oh. Oh.
They also have a face hugger.
Yeah, they did kind of have a face hugger.
Made out of a steering wheel.
Yeah, the steering wheel. I forgot about that one.
Have you heard of the weirdest video you'll ever see?
There's a lot of those.
No, that's actually the title.
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
I guess I'll mention it.
Yeah, I'm
the
not
weirdest one
you
I've
it.
Seen after.
You just, that reminded me of it.
What, the steering wheel face huggers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Oh, well, but anyway, yeah, we had the free Mountain Dews. Yeah, that was kind of neat. And, of course, Pepsi evidently helped sponsor this movie, too.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a lot of, what's it called?
Well, they mentioned the cell phone by name, too.
Nokia.
Yeah.
That apparently came from Finland.
Nokia is, like, ridiculous strong.
Yeah.
And then in the trailer, there was a line that I wanted to mention that I loved, and they did it in the trailer that was played at the beginning of this. When they first see Optimus Prime and Sam goes, you know, they're super robots and has to be from Japan.
Oh. I thought that was when they were doing the little fight in the...
That was with Optimus Prime when he revealed himself to him.
That's cool.
And we completely forgot to talk about the...
talk about
tech
it.
Tech people, didn't we?
We'll talk about it.
The guy in the DDR?
Talk about it.
Are you talking about the people that are like in the Sector 7 and try to decipher the weird noise?
No, not Sector 7, but they are trying to.
Or the code
words.
I don't know. I thought they were another. They were like a little bit, and I was like, why are you here?
That's the natural government.
It's like for me, like I feel like they try to go with three different stories. Like you said, like the military side, with Wiki side, and then after that, just they try to wiggle them in.
Well, the.
They did fairly good.
Sector 7 and the. Codebreakers were kind of the weaving it together of the two storylines.
Yeah.
So there was three that were eventually weaved together.
I just think it's kind of ridiculous to think that at the end, you know, during the credits and everything, they're interviewing Sam's two parents and his mom's like, you know, like the government, if there's an alien there, they'd tell us, you know, hey, take cover, you know, we would know if there was aliens here.
And she's the one that threatened to kick their asses earlier.
Well, yeah, but to an extent, To a certain extent, she's right, you know, that, well, she's not right, but she is kind of on this right path where the government, you know, would be secretive about the aliens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But to me, the big old fight in New York City. Hello, telephone.
Okay, you gotta pick up first.
Back.
Yeah, but if there's a huge fight in New York City where everything's destroyed, like, there's thousands.
They thought there were earthquakes.
No. There's thousands upon thousands of deaths. There's no way. There's no way there wouldn't be at least one little tiny news station covering that. Not only in America, but around the world.
Exactly.
There's no way you can hide that.
Unless I'm just being silly.
Especially
here.
When later there's this big old U.S. Navy boat dropping robots in the ocean. I'm pretty sure Japan or Russia won't cruise by and be like, yo, what's that?
Exactly. Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, it's just some leftover garbage.
You know how they say they're aliens and stuff? They brought Men in Black. They brought, you know, they've made a they made a big old one, you know.
Yeah, they just
and then everybody
wiped everyone.
Exactly. You didn't see anything. We didn't see
except
anything.
That little girl and her two safari.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. You know, movies, happy ending, nothing happened. Let's go on.
They're completely oblivious and think everything that happened was a few earthquakes and its aftershocks.
That is a few. That's another hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's three things after the credits. Because we're pretty sure we missed the third one the first time. The interviews and the guy going off into space.
Yeah, we saw that.
Starscream.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Well, that's what he's talking about.
Oh, he's mentioning it. Yeah.
We never mentioned it.
There's some stuff during the credits, which was the interview that you talked about, April, and then Starscream going off into space, I guess, to
get the next one.
Yeah. And then Optimus Prime. Well, big hole. You mentioned the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing I was kind of like, huh? If you're a military person or any type of combat type deal,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to take a battle to a city where innocents can be slaughtered.
Yep,
it's kind of like, really? Really?
But did they have much of a choice?
They were just following the robots.
You're in Nevada. It's a desert state.
I know, but you kind of have to follow the robots.
Yeah, the military weren't the guys leading.
They were going to the city to hide the AllSpark in the city until a military
transport could come get it.
Yeah. So why go there where you can kill innocents? Where go to the desert where nothing is. Do the coordinate stuff again.
Literally bury it in the sand. It won't be found for years.
Actually, would be found. Remember the scorpion guy.
Oh, true. That's possible. But still, that was one big hole that I was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
But again, they wanted the explosions.
That was another thing. I obviously do not have any idea of how somebody in the military's brain works. So this is just me on the outside looking in on how I would assess things. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of weird how the captain guy, head honcho military guy, gave Shia Sam the AllSpark and said, I can't leave my team behind. I can see that part. I can't leave my team behind. Here, you go finish my mission up to the building. I don't know. The idea of military
like be like, here.
Passing their mission on to a teenage civilian.
It sounded like he was literally deputizing him.
You have no clue who he is. Like I said, I might not. I obviously don't know everything about it.
He's
a
hero. He's a main character.
It was weird to me because I couldn't see that really happening.
No, that's probably what I'd give it to a squadron mate and say, you do it while I stay here. So,
something else.
That's another.
Oh,
there's holes, but like Louis said, he's the main character. They had to get him back involved somehow.
All right. I kind of remember something else. You mentioned how they say, like, oh, it's all over, whatever. Remember, I remember if it was like in the middle or almost when they started coming out. There was this guy running, and he was, like, recording, everything.
Yeah.
See, he would have a video, too. He would put it on YouTube. Everybody sees it now.
True.
Well, he didn't have much, but, yeah. And the helicopter near the beginning. They would probably want to actually wait till they got the things, right? Especially once they confirm that the decal was for a wrecked helicopter.
True. Well, yeah, they would have shut the helicopter out of the sky way before then. They wouldn't have let it land.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a, yeah, that was.
Yeah.
That would be, yeah. There are some holes in this movie, and you just got to ride with them and just go for the ride.
It's not a hole, but it's just something dumb when Sam's on the roof and Megatron's up there. And so there's, you know, the four statues on each corner, one on each corner. And Sam's bright idea is like, I'm going to sneakily hide from you and crawl onto the street facing side of this big old statue, even though you are already on the roof, you've already seen me. There's no possible way I could do this without you seeing me.
And I only have one arm
I only have one arm. Plus, since it's a circular statue, I have to wrap a hand around. So you're probably at least seeing a little bit of fingertip. And then he's, for some reason, he's like, this won't kill me.
That's what they call CinemaSins, where there's a lot of...
He's just dumb.
Yeah. That's a YouTube channel.
CinemaSins. Yeah, that's a good one. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Never heard that before. That's a good one.
And something that prevails, both the Linkin Park contract and Optimus Prime apparently has human shielding force field.
What do you mean?
Anybody in the... part where they get carried around by Transformers when they're falling.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that's true. I see what you're saying now.
Though I do think they mentioned a small, clear, invisible force field in the beginning for unknown reasons.
I don't know. But yeah, that's another there's the one. Time you just when ride with
he got, go. Yeah. When Sam got thrown in the car with already broken, you know, windshield, and he gets thrown at it. So not only would he be bleeding everywhere, but he's hurt major because he just got thrown by an alien robot. Oh, but to remember, the very next shot, he just starts crawling up and wiggling like a snake. I'm like, oh, crap.
And remember,
Jesus.
Sam Witwicky and out bike cars on his mother's bicycle. Sorry about that.
That's for a 12-year-old.
Yep. And his sister's?
No, that was his mom's.
It's funny.
Apparently. Oh, yeah, I didn't have a sister, did he? So it must have been his mom's.
It's funny. You guys have anything else? No?
No.
30 minutes later?
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, I'm good.
Donka, donka, donka.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I don't have anything else.
Like I said, this is just a fun ride. You got to go with the flow
and
just enjoy it. If you try to pick it apart, you're not going to have fun with it. But afterwards, you can have fun with it and just have fun and laugh at some of the fun things and stupid things that they did. But it's still a fun ride to watch for me.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for us this time around. Next time, we're going to be looking at Transformers 2. We hope everybody had fun out there. We've had fun just discussing this. Mm-hmm. We will see you the next go around.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.